This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of The Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
The Rich Zioli Show podcast.
You know, sometimes little things add up to become very, very big things. You know, little things make a big difference in life. Little things make a big difference. And that's why when a university like Penn State makes a change that says the outing club can't go out or the scuba club can't go scuba, you have to realize now this is not a small local issue. This is indicative of a much larger societal problem. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. Every day we appreciate it. On Twitter at Rich Zioli, Facebook.com/Zioli Show. If you're coming out to Chappaquiddick tonight, hope to see you there. Turnersville Regal Cinema. Doors open at 7. The movie's at 7:30. There are no assigned seats, so you'll have to make friends. Here's what I will tell you, that yesterday we had some fun joking around about state, but it's true that this mindset is the reason why we have an entire generation of people right now who are coming up the ranks who believe in more government, more authoritarianism, more government. It stems from this idea of college is now part of the K-12 experience. It really should be K-16. It really should. Although maybe 17, K-18, some people, not everybody's on the 4-year plan. You know what I mean? You know who you are. Some people need a little extra time. I'm not here to judge, but it's really an extension of primary education. You have kindergarten, you have high school, in parente locus or whatever they call it, where the school's in charge of you. In parente loco, and then you go to college. And now we've decided that college is now an extension of your upbringing. College is your parents. And so when we tell college students now in the outing club, which goes outside, you're not allowed to go outside anymore, this is considered to be perfectly normal. Well, yeah, it's dangerous. Of course, dangerous. There's bears outside and there's bees, all kinds of things. They could fall into a pit, like in the game Pitfall, and they have to keep running and jump over snakes and fire. Could be devastating to them. Can't let these kids outside. These kids. This 98-year-old club, for 98 years, students went outside in this club. They went hiking. They went backpacking. They went deep into the woods. They went hiking into Appalachia, Virginia. They went to the Shenandoah Mountains of Virginia. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful, the Shenandoah Mountains. I used to go camping there. In college, me and my buddies would go. We'd go camping there all the time. We didn't have cell phones back then. And we'd still manage to come out alive. Alive and famished. And my God, when I tell you, we would leave the woods of the Shenandoah Mountains of Virginia and go right to McDonald's. And as college students, we would just fill ourselves with the kind of stuff that, well, President Trump eats on a daily basis. And it was wonderful after a few days of hiking in the woods. Absolutely wonderful. Camping, backpacking, and of course, bringing in a box of wine on the back of one of my backpacks, because we could be trapped in there for months at a time. You never know. And that box of wine among four of us lasted Friday night. But I digress. The point is this. If you would have said 20 years ago to an outing club, you can't go outside. We're not letting you go backpacking or camping or anything else. They would have looked at you and said, where's the straitjacket? Think about 50 years ago. Think about telling the greatest generation 60 years ago. Think about 98-year-old outing clubs. So think about 70 years ago. The college telling these young men and women, if women were allowed to back then, I don't know if they were, hey, you can't go outside in the outing club. Or the scuba club, you can't go scuba. You can talk about scuba, but you can't scuba. The first rule of scuba club here at Penn State is you can only talk about scuba. You don't actually do any scuba. That's the first rule. So you can talk about how wonderful it would be to put equipment on. You could even put the equipment on at Penn State. You're allowed to wear the scuba gear. You're just not allowed to scuba in the scuba gear. And if you would have told the scuba club this 20 years ago, they would have said to you, why would we stay at this university? We'll leave. I don't have to stay here. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Times have changed, though. Now it's just become accepted that college students are actually children. And they're children who have to be under the careful watch of the university and the college. And the scary thing is, though, is that we are breeding a generation. We're raising a generation here who believes in authority, in government, that they need to be protected. They need to feel safe. That's really what this is about, right? I mean, there's not big objections to this on the campus of Penn State. You don't have students threatening to drop out. There's no protest. You think about the 1960s, right? And the protests on college campuses. Imagine telling the 1960s students and the early 70s during the Vietnam War, you can't go camping or you can't go scuba-ing. There's no protest now. They just accept it. They go, well, it's dangerous. We can't be in the woods without a cell phone. For 98 years, people did it. For 90 of those 98 years, nobody had cell phones, and they still managed to go out there and not be devoured by bears, and to go scuba-ing and not be eaten by a shark. Or at least if they were eaten by a shark, nobody ever mentioned it because there's no evidence that anybody was eaten by a shark. So they covered their tracks quite well in the scuba club. But now we have cell phones. And worse than that, now we have schools being the parents, colleges that you pay for to go. And this mindset, you understand, is part of a larger groupthink. You know, I know people in academia. I know people in higher education who tell me they've got lots of thoughts, but they can't say it unless it's under a highly encrypted email or over a glass of wine, because there's no way they will be allowed to offer their thoughts in academia, because you'll get kicked off the island. You'll get kicked off the island, academic island. If you don't share the groupthink mentality, you'll get kicked out. And so now we have a situation where you have colleges violating due process rights of young men every day in this country with the abuse of Title IX. Title IX, which was never supposed to really be about due process in the first place because it dealt with sports, has now become a way for colleges to enforce law. And we are looking at a system where when people graduate college, they have this massive debt, and they've been led to believe all these years that safety is the primary concern. Feeling safe. They have to feel safe. In fact, their right to feel safe trumps your right to do most things. I mean, what is the march against guns? What is this all about in high school campuses? It's about their right to feel safe trumps your right to have a firearm. Yeah. But that's also the same thing with speech, right? You know, colleges nowadays have free speech zones. Like the First Amendment's a chicken. You put it in a pen. You go, you run around over there. You can't, not over here. You keep the First Amendment in its little coop. Don't let him out, because if he's out, he's going to run around. The First Amendment's going to get everywhere, and then we have to get Rocky or Creed to chase it. It's not a good idea. Keep the First Amendment penned up in his little fence area. And they do this on college campuses. Why? Because you might walk by and hear something, and you don't feel safe. So by words, you might hear words that don't make you feel safe. And that's why they have to put it in its little pen. And so what happens then is you graduate college and you believe that speech should be censored. Perfectly fine, perfectly legitimate. Then you become an adult. And as you grow up in life, this is what you're used to. This is the norm for you, that somebody has to keep you safe, that there exists. There has to be a higher authority that's there to protect you. And look, if you got to give up some freedom, you got to give up some liberty. Small price to pay to make sure you don't fall and get a boo-boo on your knee when you're backpacking with your friends. It's a small price to pay to make sure that while you're scubaing, you don't get bit by a jellyfish when you're 19 years old. So that's what they're used to. And they go, okay, I'll just trade my liberty and my freedom. It's fine. That's good. And my speech. Well, yeah, you got to limit some speech. You look at a lot of polls that are done nowadays, surveys, and young people in their speech, and more than half now believe it's perfectly fine to censor speech. Free speech should be limited if it hurts people's feelings. Hurts people's feelings. Now, this is where we're going with this. You think it can't happen here? Oh, it can happen here, absolutely. And it will happen here soon when people start getting prosecuted for hate speech. Over in the UK, the United Kingdom, there's a man who's been sentenced to jail and fined about $1,100 for violating hate speech laws. He's a Scottish man, Mark Meacham, and he was convicted for violating the Communications Act and became an international story, as my friends at Reason.com show us, because he taught his girlfriend's pug — a pug is an adorable little dog — to raise a paw when he said, Sieg Heil, which is what the Nazis would say, and then they would do the little Heil Hitler thing. Now, for the record, I don't believe that dogs should ever invoke Nazism. I just want to say, I need to say that for the record. I do not believe dogs should ever invoke Nazism. I will leave that to Joe Scarborough. to just constantly invoke Hitler and Nazism, as he did again this morning on Morning Joe, comparing Trump's doctor to Hitler. But I digress. But no, this guy taught his dog to Heil Hitler, and he thought it was funny. And it's not my cup of tea. I don't particularly find Nazi jokes funny unless they're in the movie The Producers, which is one of the funniest movies ever made and one of the funniest plays ever made. But now I guess Mel Brooks would be sentenced to prison under the UK hate speech laws because the guy, the pug, has now caused the guy to go to prison. Now he'll be sentenced to jail. And then there's this other thing too, where there was this awful accident where a small teenager was killed in a car accident, and it was a hit and run thing, and nobody was arrested except the woman who wrote a rap song about it and posted the rap lyrics on Facebook. She was arrested for hate speech in the UK for this. How soon do you think until we have laws like that here in this country? 5 years? A couple years down the road? And when you think about things in terms of policy now, today, the chairman of Domino's wrote an op-ed, an excellent op-ed, in the Washington Examiner on pizza regulations. Because right now, the chairman of the Domino's Franchisee Association, who owns 18 stores in Texas, Jim Garrity, he is warning all of us that right now, under Obamacare, which is not going away, the FDA is going to implement a nationwide Obama-era menu labeling requirement. So restaurants with 20 or more locations will have to post in-store menu boards listing the calories of every item sold. However, the problem is with pizza, there's something like 34 million different combinations of pizza. And so you got to figure out how to post all these different combinations. Because some people, I would throw you in prison for this. Okay, Hawaiian pizza, there is no such thing. And if you order that in my presence, I think you should go to jail. But that's it. Dare I say, drone to death. Hawaiian pizza does not exist. First of all, pineapple does not go on a pizza. Stop it. And don't give me Canadian bacon on a pizza either, all right? That's the only thing I ask. But this is now where we are policy-wise, too. We've decided the federal government's there to protect us from ourselves because we can't control ourselves. So we have to have menu calorie counts everywhere we look because, God forbid, we walked in and said, may I see a printed list of your calorie counts, please? No, the government has to protect us from ourselves. The government has to protect our love handles from expanding by making sure that all of this is listed. And this is going to cost them a fortune, but that's where we are. And nobody's complaining because we are under a time now where we have been taught and believe government is there to protect us. And our main job is to feel safe. And somebody's got to be looking out for us. And yeah, if it means we can't go backpacking, it's a small price to pay. If we can't, you know, go scuba-ing, it's a small price to pay. If we have to have calorie counts shoved in our faces and not enjoy dinner, and we got to cost these businesses lots and lots of money to publish all this stuff, small price to pay. And yeah, if we lose some of our firearms rights, it's a small price to pay. And ultimately, if we lose some of our free speech rights, what are you going to do? I need to feel safe. And how dare you suggest that I don't feel safe? And if you speak out on this and you work in academia, you will be promptly voted off Academic Island. So mum's the word. Zip it. And as for the rest of us, just remember, you may find this to be very, very troubling, but there's a whole generation behind us in college right now, and they're not ripping up draft cards and burning things on campus to protest that they can't go scuba-ing. They just accept it and go, yeah. It's dangerous. Freedom was a wonderful thing, was it not?
Rich Cioli, 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.